This episode is brought to you by IVP. If we're honest, many of us hesitate to disciple others because we don't feel qualified. Maybe we fear we'll do more harm than good, or we think we don't have time. In her book, Discipleship as Holy Collaboration, Yolanda Solomon walks us through the life of Jesus and explores Jesus's call to make disciples as an invitation to collaborate with God in a sacred group project. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive this book for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivypress.com.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Job chapter 5 through chapter 7, verse 5. Call now. Is there anyone who will answer you? To which of the holy ones will you turn? For wrath kills the foolish person, and anger slays the silly one. I myself have seen the fool taking root, but suddenly I cursed his place of residence. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed at the place where judgment is rendered. Nor is there anyone to deliver them. The hungry eat up his harvest, and take it even from behind the thorns, and the thirsty pant for their wealth. For evil does not come up from the dust, nor does trouble spring from the ground. But people are born to trouble, as surely as the sparks fly upward. Blessings for the one who seeks God. But as for me, I would seek God, and to God I would set forth my case. He does great and unsearchable things, marvelous things without number. He gives rain on the earth and sends water on the fields. He sets the lowly on high, that those who mourn are raised to safety. He frustrates the plans of the crafty, so that their hands cannot accomplish what they had planned. He catches the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning is brought to a quick end. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope about in the noontime as if it were night. So he saves from the sword that comes from their mouth, even the poor from the hand of the powerful. Thus the poor have hope, and iniquity shuts its mouth. Therefore, blessed is the man whom God corrects. So do not despise the discipline of the Almighty, for he wounds, but he also bandages. He strikes, but his hands also heal. He will deliver you from six calamities. Yes, in seven no evil will touch you. In time of famine, he will redeem you from death, and in time of war, from the power of the sword. You will be protected from malicious gossip and will not be afraid of the destruction when it comes. You will laugh at destruction and famine and need not be afraid of the beast of the earth, for you will have a pact with the stones of the field, and the wild animals will be at peace with you, and you will know that your home will be secure. And when you inspect your domains, you will not be missing anything. You will also know that your children will be numerous and your descendants like the grass of the earth. You will come to your grave in a full age, as the stacks of grain are harvested in their season. Look, we have investigated this, so it is true. hear it, and apply it to your own good. Job replies to Eliphaz. Then Job responded, Oh, if only my grief could be weighed, and my misfortune laid on the scales too. But because it is heavier than the sands of the sea, that is why my words have been wild. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me. My spirit drinks their poison. God's sudden terrors are arrayed against me. Complaints reflect suffering. Does the wild donkey bray when it is near grass? Or does the ox bellow over its fodder? Can food that is tasteless be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? I have refused to touch such things. They are like loathsome food to me. A cry for death. Oh, that my request would be realized, and that God would grant me what I long for, and that God would be willing to crush me, and he would let loose his hand and kill me. Then I would yet have my comfort. Then I would rejoice in spite of my pitiless pain. For I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should wait? And what is my end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength like that of stones, or is my flesh made of bronze? Is not my power to help myself nothing? And has not every resource been driven from me? Disappointing friends. To the one in despair, kindness should come from his friend, even if he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My brothers have been as treacherous as a seasonal stream, and as the riverbeds of the intermittent streams that flow away. They are dark because of ice. Snow is piled up over them. When they are scorched, they dry up. When it is hot, they vanish from their place. Caravans turn aside from their routes. They go into the wasteland and perish. The caravans of Tema looked intently for these streams. The traveling merchants of Sheba hoped for them. They were distressed because each one had been so confident they arrived there, but were disappointed. For now you have become like these streams that are no help. You see a terror and are afraid. Friends, fears. Have I ever said, give me something and from your fortune make gifts in my favor? Or deliver me from the enemy's power and from the hand of tyrants ransom me? No sin discovered. Teach me, and I, for my part, will be silent. Explain to me how I have been mistaken. How painful are honest words. But what does your reproof prove? Do you intend to criticize mere words and treat the words of a despairing man as wind? Yes, you would gamble for the fatherless and auction off your friend. Other explanation. Now then, be good enough to look at me, and I will not lie to your face. Relent, let there be no falsehood. Reconsider, for my righteousness is intact. Is there any falsehood on my lips? Can my mouth not discern evil things? The brevity of life. Does not humanity have hard service on earth? Are not their days also like the days of a hired man? Like a servant longing for the evening shadow, and like a hired man looking for his wages. Thus I have been made to inherit months of futility, and nights of sorrow have been appointed to me. If I lie down, I say, when will I arise? And the night stretches on, and I toss and turn restlessly until the day dawns. My body is clothed with worms and dirty scabs. My skin is broken and festering. New Testament reading. Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. Now when Jesus heard that John had been imprisoned, he went into Galilee. While in Galilee, he moved from Nazareth to make his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah would be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali. The way by the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. And on those who sit in the region and shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach this message: Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. John chapter 4, verses 46 through 54. Now he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. In Capernaum there was a certain royal official whose son was sick. When he heard that Jesus had come back from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and begged him to come down and heal his son, who was about to die. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will never believe." "Sir," the official said to him, "come down before my child dies." Jesus told him, "Go home. Your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and set off for home. While he was on his way home, his slaves met him and told him that his son was going to live. So he asked them the time when his condition began to improve. And they told him, "Yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the fever left him." Then the father realized that it was the very time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed along with his entire household. Jesus did this as his second miraculous sign when he returned from Judea to Galilee. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, we thank you for today, another opportunity to reflect on your word. We thank you, O Lord, for this theme of while we might be faithless and weak, faith but the size of a mustard seed, you are great in mercy, open-handed grace towards your people. And so, oh God, we ask that you would meet the limitations of our faith with the strength and compassion of your grace. We thank you, oh God, that when we come to you in desperate need of healing and hope, you give us yourself. And so we appeal to your character today and not the strength of our faith. We appeal to your compassion and not the strength of our convictions. Thank you that you are indeed our God, meeting all of our needs. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.